So the next day, first thing, I made my way back to Nicobar, determined to find a job. But by noon, I found myself sitting on the street next to one of the blind, no-legged beggar kids. The street was packed with traders, haggling, making deals, exchanging cash for goods and services, and the kid was making a killing on the spare change. I was astounded at the amount in the kid's bowl. There must have been enough for 3 Kama Sutra pages right there. Not that I would steal from a blind kid. "Look, Scooter, you look a little tired. You want me to watch the bowl while you take a break?"
"Get your hand out of there!"
The kid caught my wrist. Me, the Kung Fu master. He was quick.
"I can tell what you're doing."
"Okay, fine. How about I show you some magic tricks? A little sleight of hand."
"Oh, that'll be fun. I'm blind."
"Look, make up your mind."
"I'm going to call for the guildmaster if you don't go away."
So I went away. Despondent. Defeated. Not money enough to look at the edge of a page of the Kama Sutra. I skulked back to the cliffs, climbed up to my nook, and resolved to console myself with some cold rice left over from last night's supper. I opened my satchel and...
"Ah!"
I leapt back.
"Josh, what are you doing in there?"
And there he was. His beatific old Joshua face, with the sole of a foot on either side like big ears, a few vertebrae showing, one hand, my yin-yang amulet vial, and a jar of myrrh.
"Get out of there! How'd you get in there?"
I've mentioned our satchels before. The Greeks called them wallets. I guess you would call them duffel bags. They were made of leather, had a long strap we could throw over our shoulder, and I suppose if you'd asked me before, I would have said you could get a whole person in one if you had to, but not in one piece. Melchior taught me. It took me all morning to get in here. I thought I'd surprise you.
Worked. Can you get out?
I don't think so. I think my hips are dislocated. Okay, where's my black glass knife? It's at the bottom of the bag.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
If you get me out, I'll show you what else I learned. Melchior taught me how to multiply the rice. A few minutes later, Joshua and I were sitting on the ledge of my nook, being bombarded by seagulls. The seagulls were attracted by the huge pile of cooked rice that lay between us on the ledge.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Except that you really couldn't see it done. One minute you had a handful of rice, the next a bushel. Melchior says that it usually takes a lot longer for a yogi to learn to manipulate matter like this.
How much longer?
30-40 years. Most of the time, they pass on before they learn.
So this is like the healing? Part of your, legacy?
This isn't like the healing, Biff. This can be taught, given the time. I tossed a handful of rice into the air for some seagulls. Tell you what, Melchior obviously doesn't like me. So he's not going to teach me anything. Let's trade knowledge. I brought rice to Joshua, had him multiply it, then sold the surplus in the market, and eventually I started trading fish instead of rice because I could raise 20 rupees in fewer trips. But before that, I asked Joshua to come to town with me. We went to the market, which was thick with traders, haggling, making deals, exchanging cash for goods and services. And over on the side, a blind and legless beggar was making a killing on the change.
"Scooter, I'd like you to meet my friend Joshua."
"My name's not Scooter," said the waif.
A half hour later, Scooter could see again, and miraculously, his severed legs had been regenerated.
"You bastards,"
said Scooter as he ran off on clean new pink feet.
"Go with God,"
Joshua said.
"Now I guess we'll see how easy it is to earn a living," I shouted after the kid.
"He didn't seem very pleased," said Josh. "He's only learning to express himself. Forget him. Others are suffering as well." And so it came to pass that Joshua of Nazareth moved among them, healing them and performing miracles, and all the little blind children of Nicobar did see again, and all the lame did stand up and walk. The little fuckers.